Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of the game. I'm Russ Cohen. We've got Nico Riesgo, and I think we have Lisa Marie Latino. She might be at a party or something. How you doing, guys?
No, I'm good, Russ. How are you?
Good. Now, before we start the show, Lisa, you were saying you were in the hospital yesterday. You got me worried. What happened?
I was driving to a client down in Princeton, down by you, and I started getting severe heart palpitations. I had to pull over. My whole left side of my body got numb, and I had all the classic signs of a heart attack. I'm 27 years old, So I had to call the paramedics, and they rushed me to the emergency room. It turned out to be a panic attack. I don't know where it came from, because I wasn't panicking. Everything was fine, but things happened. So.
Wow. Are you working too hard? Is that the issue?
Probably.
We already lost Nico. That's not a good sign. But, all right, we need to have you slow down a little bit.
Oh, man, that's a tall order. There's a lot for me to do, Russ. You know, I had a kickball thing last week. Maybe I was just, too excited about that.
There's always a lot of stuff, but there's just not enough hours in a day for you. So you got to push some of that stuff aside on your desk.
Yes, I know. But I'm at my client understood. I'm here today. And all's well, and I'm fine.
Okay. Well, your Yankees are dropping. They're two games out. Does that have you worried?
Not yet. It's still too early for me to completely worry.
Okay, so it's not at that point yet. Do you worry that the Red Sox might pick up a player, maybe even pick up a guy like Beltran and fortify their lineup a bit more?
I am worried about that. If the Red Sox get Carlos Beltran, that's going to be dangerous for them.
So you do worry about that, and you do think the Yankees are still looking for pitching help, I would imagine.
Well, we need it, don't we? My God.
Yeah.
We definitely need it. So,
A.J. Burnett seems to be missing in action, right?
Well, he's always a little missing in action, that dude. But who do we get? Who would be available?
Well, there's guys around. I did put out one thing up on Sportsology that there's a possible trade that could happen. And I had Beltran maybe going to the Phillies because they have a lot of interest, but it would involve a lot of other players. And I think it could involve a guy like Joe Blanton going back to the Mets because the Phillies are going to activate him soon, and they don't have a spot for him. So it's either they have to keep the young kid Vance Worley in there. He keeps winning. Kyle Kendrick's pitching well. So I think Blanton might be the odd man out. Maybe even someone like the Yankees would have an interest in him because that's a guy who throws a lot of innings. He's a 30-year-old guy. He's seasoned. He's played in big games. You know, I'd have to think once he's healthy, the Yankees might go looking for him.
Well, we'll have to see.
I mean, because he's a guy that can win double digits most good years. He's got a couple years left on his deal, and because the Phillies are kind of high in the salary range, he makes about 8.5, and I think they're going to be looking to dump that out. With all that said, the Yankees don't have to look any further than the Mets. There's certainly guys that they could pluck, but I don't know. If they're looking for a starter, the only guy I think that might be tradable that they might have an interest in would be Chris Campuano, because he's pitched in the American League. And he's a guy that right now is doing pretty well. And you got to think, even though he's fairly cheap, if the Yankees gave the right offer to the Mets, they might consider it because, they are in a retooling stage. And I don't know if a guy like Campuano is going to be in their long-range plans. But he really can battle, and he's pitched well in New York. So that could be another guy. That could be somebody else that I think they could look at and maybe get some mileage out of in a playoff run.
Well, we'll see. With the Mets, though, all right, so we kind of figure Carlos Beltran is gone. Reyes is staying, though, right? They're going to try to reach
Reyes is staying. It's a big story. By the way, Campuano never pitched the American League. My brain was thinking Milwaukee was the American League still, and it isn't. But anyhow, he's 32, so there you go. But anyhow, yeah, the Mets are going to keep Reyes. It's a big story. I did include that in my recent article, and I think it's the right thing to do, and I think the fact that they're looking for additional people is smart. So I think somebody got to them and said, listen, if you lose Jose Reyes, you're in trouble. And you're in trouble for next year and the year after and the year after. So that said, I think it's terrific. I think Reyes is the right guy for that club. And I think now if they could actually get a little more help there, they actually could have a future a lot quicker than, you know, what I would have thought at the beginning of the year.
Well, and then what about anything with Wright? I mean, Wright is obviously not going to be traded. He's staying.
Yeah, Wright's staying. He's coming back tonight. We'll see what the back is like. He hasn't been in the lineup in over a month. It's probably going on 2 months. So we'll see what he looks like. That's going to be pretty interesting. But I have to think, and this is something that I think is going to be a possible problem for the Mets, and I think it's going to be the Yankees. I think this could be the last year for Derek Jeter, and I also think this could be the last year for Derek Jeter at shortstop, no matter what. And you have to
wonder if the Yankees... You think that he's retiring after this year?
I think he might walk away, yeah.
After all that brouhaha over his contract,
yep.
Why?
I think he doesn't like the treatment of his friends. I think he probably doesn't even like the way he's been treated. And I think he's sort of just like enduring right now. And I think he wants to go out on his own terms. And if he sort of wants to do that and be able to hold his head high, then this might be the year to do it because, you know, again, the average is 264. He's got 3 homers, 25 RBIs. He's not the same in the field. At 37, I think he could pull a Bernie Williams. I do.
With 2 years left on his contract.
Well, then he just walks away from it. You don't think Derek Jeter has enough money?
No, and Derek Jeter is going to make even more money, you know, post-baseball, but I just can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I would be in support of it because I see it in his eyes. I've been an astute studier of his eyes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
and tell us what you found.
I agree that he's not into it. He seems moody. He doesn't seem happy. He doesn't seem like he's having as much fun.
No.
And
I just don't think he's going to play for another team, do you?
But it's like I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, then why?
But can you see him playing for another team? I can't.
No. But then why fight for the year? Because that was the whole holdup. Never mind numbers. The holdup was years.
Well, you always want to have the security going in, and he probably realized that if he went in with less than that, then maybe he would even get worse treatment. Because let's just make it, for argument's sake, Derek Jeter walked into this season with a 2-year deal. Well, with the season he's having, they may have made a move quicker and said, hey, you know what, we're going to have to start moving you somewhere else, maybe to the outfield. You're not producing at the leadoff spot. We're sorry, but this direction we're going to have to go. But because he's got 2 more years on it, they're sort of not rocking the boat right now. But I think if he had, you know, less time on that contract, they would rock the boat quicker.
Wow.
That's just my feeling. I mean, even his on-base percentage is down to .324.
No, the numbers. I mean, when Derek got his monumental hit, I mean, he did it in a big way. He still showed he has the flair for the dramatic, and he showed that it's still within him, but I don't think it's within him on a day-in, day-out basis anymore.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing. I think ultimately when you're looking at it, I think it's the day-in, day-out grind that he's not going to miss. I think he's survived in the biggest media market in the world with no scandals. Even though, let's face it, he's had plenty of girlfriends, and yet he has pretty much avoided TMZ and everything else. How is that even possible? Now, I'm sure he's paid off a certain amount of people, and I'm sure he's a pretty good guy, so it's a combination.
Well, I mean, remember the whole thing with Steinbrenner with the going out and, you know, Joe Torre having to talk to him about his relationship with Mariah Carey. I mean, there's been little things here and there. But, you know, something else, this is probably the biggest scandal he'll have to face. Being pushed out, you know, from the shortstop position And, you know, this is – I read an article about a couple of weeks ago. It's like Derek and A-Rod have switched places. A-Rod is the one that's kind of, you know, fallen into the background. Nothing's really going on with him lately, especially now that he's out. And Derek is the one that's amid all the controversy.
I think the issue with that is the fact that A-Rod is younger, and they're tied into him for a certain amount of years. And I think
A-Rod's
just like we.
A year younger. A-Rod is a year younger. And if you want to
that's
talk.
That's just a year? I thought it was two. Okay.
It's just a year. That's it. A-Rod will be 36 in a couple of days, actually, July 27th.
Okay.
So
all right,
they're
so
only a year apart. And, you know, you want to talk about people falling off. I mean, Mr. Steroids over there hasn't been the same. It's like funny. It's like 2009 was like everybody's last breath. You know,
yeah.
Everybody's last, like, return to glory, last triumph. I mean, last year, you know, the Yankees had a very good year, not to Yankee standards, but, you know, they made it to the ALCS. I mean, anybody would sign up for that, you know?
Right.
But the numbers weren't there, and this year, it's just, it's sad, you know, to see all these former great Giants just, you know, dwindling away. But look at A-Rod's production. My God. I mean, everyone thought he would break the home run record for most career home runs. I don't think that's going to happen now.
No, I really don't think that's going to happen now either. You know, we're I think we're looking at a decline there too, but just not as quick a decline. But, yeah, I think he'd have to play until he's like 40, 41 to be able to do that, and I don't think he's going to do it.
No.
But it is interesting how A-Rod's not getting bad press. I wonder if it's because of Cameron Diaz.
No, I don't think
she helped him.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I just think it has everything to do with the fact that, you know, he's actually doing the right things. He's saying the right things. He's not making the mistakes he first made when he got here. And, you know, he just knows his place, and that's it. Derek is the one amid controversy. Amid controversy, just like Posada was, you know, at the beginning of the season. And you don't really hear too much about that either.
No, you don't hear about Posada anymore, but you have to believe, I'm not sure what his contract status is. Let me look up. But you have to believe this is the last year for him, unless all of a sudden they'll bring him back one more for DH. But I can't believe one. No, he's a free agent next year, so he's done. I mean, I don't think you're going to see Posada anymore either. So, I don't know. Is this going to make you cry after this year? Is this going to be a tough transition year?
If Derek Jeter retires, yeah, that's going to be weird. That would be so weird.
Yeah, again, it's not guaranteed to happen. I'm the one surmising it right now. Others have sort of talked about it, skirted it. But I do think there's a strong possibility. Especially if the Yankees were to win this year, then I think you would see him walk away. Then I think then that would be it. If push comes to shove, you as a fan right now, do you feel like the Steinbrenners even want him? I don't. I just think they sort of look at him as more problematic than good at this point.
Well, on the field, yeah, but you can't. The Yankees wouldn't be able to survive the PR disaster if they were to force him out.
True.
And them locking him up for 3 years.
And the Yankees got what they wanted out of him. They put $2.5 million worth of merchandise up for sale the minute he got his 3,000th hit. So, so they got their extra money back that way, too.
Yeah,
so,
that's what they did.
So I think we might see that coming down and winding down. And that's why I think next year you could see them go after a guy like Reyes, because – if you were going to attempt, and at some point they have to replace a guy like Jeter, well, a guy like Reyes is already so popular in New York, you would have to believe he'd be on the list.
Yeah, I don't want him on my team, though. You guys have him.
See, now you don't want him because you think, oh, he's too flashy, and he's this and he's that. And if you look at his numbers, they're tremendous. And he's only had injury problems a couple of times. I think it's been even more overblown than what is recent. I think finally the Mets have figured out how to sort of handle him and not be – they just wouldn't let him play his game, and a lot of times they would hold him back after an injury and then it would end up being worse. I think they finally had figured out how to do that, And if you look at his numbers, he's been very successful. And I'm not going to say he's better than Derek Jeter, but he's had better years than Jeter recently.
He's the Mets. You know, I was too young to remember when Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden won with you guys in 86. So
you were too young for that? Really? That hurts me.
I know. I was like 3 years old. 2 years old.
3 years old.
I know.
Jesus.
But
okay.
You know, there was that uproar when they came to the Yankees. Mets fans were not happy because those are Mets.
Right.
Those are Yankees. David Cohen's a Met. He's not a Yankee. But, you know, I really didn't know the them as Mets. So to me, you know, I love David Cohen. I think of David Cohen as a Yankee through and through.
But he was a Met too.
But he was a Met too. But I guess because I'm of age and I realize and I understand what Jose Reyes has meant to your franchise, I don't want anything to do with him. Let your franchise keep him. It's like David Wright. Same thing. I wouldn't want David Wright on my team.
Sure, but if for some reason you see the writings on the wall and they can't keep him, wouldn't you think he's the best guy for the Yankees?
Well, I'd have to see who else is out there. I'd have to see who else is in the farm system.
You could look out there. You could look in the farm system. You're never going to see another guy like that. I tell you that.
He's yours. I don't want him. He's yours. Anyway, do we have Nico back on the line or no?
No, Nico, I don't know what happened. If he's trying to call, I don't know. He hasn't been able to text me, so maybe he, you know, his phone died or who knows what. But no, I think we lost Nico there. But what I was going to say is that the conversation we're having sort of sounds like if I were one of your girlfriends and we were talking about a guy we both liked. That's
oh, well, listen. Well, this is my whole thing. When it comes to that, if the guy likes my friend over me, I'm not even going to fight. I'll just let them be happy and live happily ever after. Because I'm not in the competition. No, because I don't like to steal anybody. If somebody is in between feelings between two people, you know, as you know from experience, Russ, in my world,
yep.
You know, I'll defer, hence my Cake Boss episode.
Yes.
The girl could have him. I don't care.
No, that's true. That's true. We did see that in that episode. So let's also talk about some anomalies in the league. We've got the Pittsburgh Pirates, not only six games over 500, which is something they haven't done since 93, which we've talked about a lot, but they're in first place. How about that?
I love it. Don't you love it?
Yeah, I do. I think it's really good. People in Pittsburgh are really nice. I mean, it's one of those cities where if you go there, everybody's nice. The food's good. You walk around. It's like one of those cities you can walk around and nobody's going to really hit you over the head.
It's not like that other city in Pennsylvania. Is that what you're saying?
Like Philadelphia. I like Philadelphia, but I can understand people who don't like it. But look, there's some rough parts. I think Pittsburgh has some rough parts too, but I think it's a little nicer, safer because it's in western PA. But anyhow, it's a good city, and the people have been suffering there, and I'd love to see it. And we even do hear rumors that Beltran could possibly go there because, you know, they've been stockpiling draft picks for years. So,
I'm here.
Okay. So, and they've been stockpiling kids for years, so it's possible they could even be in and on the Beltran sweepstakes. And I just went to a game the other night and watched the Mets pretty much tattoo the Cardinals, and even though they're a game out, they're certainly going to need some help at the deadline, or I don't think they're going to make it, because when they lost their ace at the beginning of the year, they certainly lost a lot, and their pitching is average, and their everyday lineup is only slightly better than average because of Pujols. So they have some issues, and Cincy has dropped out lately. They're four out. So between Milwaukee and Pittsburgh. So it would be very interesting to see the Pirates do something, and I'd be really happy. I would.
All right. No, I would be happy with that scenario, too, because then he would be away from the Red Sox, which is what I ultimately want.
Which you ultimately want.
I have to cut short my segment because, like I said, I'm at the client that I was at.
Okay.
I was supposed to be at yesterday before I thought I was dropping dead of a heart attack. So.
No problem. Glad you're okay. We'll end this episode here since we don't have Nico anyhow. And we'll catch everybody next time. And feel better, Lisa.
Thanks, Russ.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.